building in Siman Tov Resh Pei He. So we did Sifim Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey Vov. We started by Mr. Burris of Katan Gimel. So we said that the Haftarah for Parsha Skolim is Umafter by Shmuel Yehoyada. Kisham Nizker Nadav is the Berak Abayis. There in Yehoyada Yehoyada, it mentions that they are bringing donations to the Berak Abayis. Now over here, it's donations to not to the Berak Abayis, it's donations to for the Karbonis. But it's the idea of talking about Nadavis parallels that they were talking about. The case that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about was that Rosh Chodesh Ador came out on Shabbos. So we could have argued that the Haftarah should have been the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh because that's more regular. Should the Mishkalim Sliku Bataru Maftirin Bo. So the reason which you give over here is because the last thought we said when we laid the Torah was the Parsha Shkolim. And therefore, the Haftarah continues from the last point where we left off. Okay. So you take out three Sifrei Torah. The first one, you leave Parsha Shavua, Sifkat and Dalet, Shisha and Oshim, six people. Welcome, Shinogal, the Hosef Masif, and we could add on more Aliyahs. And then you can finish with the Parsha in more than six Aliyahs. And then Rosh Chodesh will be Ubesheni Shal Rosh Chodesh, Sifkat Nehe. So you lay in Rosh Chodesh, and then you say Kaddish.
Finish to all the Hanukkah stuff.
And then you, and the third Sefer Torah you use to lay in Parsha Shkolim. Now you lay in B'Shenesh Rosh Chodesh, so the Mishnah Berurah, Maskilim U'B'Yom HaShabbos. We start not from the Pesukim of Rosh Chodesh, but the Pesukim of Shabbos. So way back when, in Hilchos Shabbos, there is a small simon, it's one sif long, it says, why don't we lay in every Shabbos, why don't we lay in the maftir should be the psukim about the carbon of Shabbos.
It's only two psukim, Lord.
So the answer is it's only two psukim. But really, theoretically, the same way every Yom Tov and every Rosh Chodesh, we lay in the kriya about the carbon musaf of that day. We would have expected to do the same thing on Shabbos, but we can't because it's only two psukim, and it's not correct to go into the next parsha. But in this situation, which we're letting Rosh Chodesh anyway on Shabbos, so the Levush says we should start already from B'yom HaShabbos and learn about the Korban Musaf of Shabbos also. So after we learn this is the second Sefer Torah, which will be Shvi'i. Now Umanichin Sefer Torah Hashlishi Etzlo. After we finish laying from the second Sefer Torah, we put the third Sefer Torah on the bima next to it. Varmim Chatzi Kaddish, and the Chatzi Kaddish is set on the second, with the second and third Sefer Torah on the bima. V'machos Shagomer Parshas Hashabbos Tov. V'lokach Sefer Torah Shahoyis Hagolelus Megolelus Parshas Shkolim. So they finished letting the Parsha Shavua, and they, instead of taking the Sefer, which was rolled to Rosh Chodesh, they took the Sefer Torah, which was rolled to Parsha Shkolim, put it on the bima, and he made a bracha on it. They started reading. So in that situation, you sign Parsha Shkolim. They should finish off with the six psukim of Parsha Shkolim. In that situation, we'll use the third Sefer Torah for the Maftir, and we'll lay in Parshas Rosh Chodesh for the third Sefer Torah. So then, if the last thing you lay in is Parshas Rosh Chodesh, so the Haftarah has to be the Parsha of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which is a Shemayim Kisi, which talks about the Shabbos and the Rosh Chodesh. Since the last thing you lain was Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, the Haftarah is about that also. Same issue would be when Rosh Chodesh Nissan falls out on Shabbos, so then you lay in Parshas HaChodesh on that Shabbos. Again, you need three Sefer Torah, one for the Parshas HaShavua, one for Rosh Chodesh, and one for Parshas HaChodesh. If you put the Parshas HaChodesh Sefer on the Bima second, and you started reading from it, you finish it off, and the third Sefer Torah, the Rosh Chodesh Sefer, will be said for the Maftir, and the Haftar will be Hashemayim Kisi. Okay. Then Mishaburus of Cotton Vav, which corresponds to Sif Beis, that the second Shabbos is called, you relate the Parsha of Zachor, and the Haftarah of Pokadati. So you take two Sefer Torah. The first one you learn the Parsha of Shavuah, Minichan Sefer Torah, Shnei Etzel, or Mechatzi Kaddish, so Parsha of Zachor, you'll have two Sefer Torah out. You finish the Kriya of the Parsha, and seven Aliyahs in the first one. You put the second Sefer Torah next to it, and you say Kaddish. Then you, the second Sefer Torah, you read from the Parsha of Amalek, Ad Loi Tishkach, until the words Loi Tishkach. And the third Sefer Torah, and then you lay in the Maftir, the Haftarah of Pekadati. Kenu Barambam, B'levush Isa V'yamer Shmuel, Kumar Hashem, Pekadati Isha Shiva Asa. So the Minhag Ashkenazim, as we said a little bit earlier, and then you go to the pasuk of Kumar Hashem Pekadati Isha Shiva Asa. So started a little bit, I think, two psukim earlier or something like that. Okay. Then the third Shabbos, which is the Tesvav Adar, were mafsik. And then in the fourth Shabbos, which is Chav Beis Adar, they take out two Sefer Torah, and one you lay in Parshas HaShavua, Mishmar Sukkot and Tes. You have two Sefer Torah. You finish the Parsha in one. You put the second Sefer Torah next to it. You say Chatzi Kaddish. And then, in the second Sefer Torah, you lay in the Parsha of Poro. The Parsha is Chukas, which is found at the beginning of Parsha is Chukas. And the Maftar is Rakel Lechemayim Tahirim. Mitchilas HaSeder Ad Batit Ma'ar Orev. So you lay all 22 psukim of the parshas, the beginning of parshas Chukas, which is the parshas Parah, 22 psukim long, to the pasuk Titmar Arav. Then he said, "Finally, Abba Sim Kuvlam and Zayin Sefei, Shemavur Im Toa will Gomer Kol Parsha." There we'll deal with. If you had not completed the whole parsha, how you go back to it? I don't remember what he says over there. Okay, then in Sif Dalet, it spoke about the fifth Shabbos. So in this situation where Rosh Chodesh Adar was on Shabbos, so the first of Adar is on Shabbos, the eighth of Adar is on Shabbos, the 15th of Adar, the 22nd of Adar, and the 29th of Adar are all on Shabbos. So this is going to be the fifth Shabbos of the month. Tetu Sefer Torah, one you lean, read Parshas HaShavua, and then Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Yubeis, Minichas Sefer Torah, Ashniya Etzlo, or Minichas Tzikados. I'm not sure why he has to repeat himself every time. But each time we finish the Kriya in the first Sefer, put the second Sefer next to it, and they say Kaddish. And then we start for the Parsha. So we read 20 psukim till tochlu matzos. So in this situation, if Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out to be on Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan will fall out to be on Sunday, not on Shabbos. However, Kishachal Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Nisan could fall out on Shabbos. Like, so then, she also prepares a chodesh. So there's a special Hatar for Parshas HaChadosh, which means the Kriya of Bereshit Rechod HaChadosh. So that will override Hashemayim Kisi. And again, the situation is, the argument is because the last Sefer Torah that you learn from is the Parsha of Parshas HaChadosh. Therefore, the Maftir appropriately should be talking about. It talks about bringing the Korban Pesach. Basically, the main point of the parsha you read is bringing the Korban Pesach. It starts with the Chodesh Elohim, but the main point is the idea of bringing the Korban Pesach. So we read about in the Novi about the Korban Pesach which was brought. The case where it's three. So the first one you read Parshas Shavua. The second one, you put the second Sefer Torah next to it. You don't say Kaddish. Might be an Arishana Begerlin. So we do Akbar on the first one, we close it. So we pointed out before that the Lacha is that it's not appropriate to open up the second Sefer until the first Sefer has been, the Glila has been completed and the cover has been put on it. It shouldn't look like you're running to get away from the first one.
Oh, so even though they've rolled it up and they've tied it, that's not enough.
Correct. You have to cover it. So you finish the process of the glila, which means covering it. Then you open the second one. Karan Parshas Rosh Chodesh. Mina B'yom HaShabbos Ad B'Nizkoy. We're in Siman Tav Resh Pei Hei. The second Sefer Torah you read Rosh Chodesh. From Yom HaShabbos until Benisko, then it means the parsha of the Korban Musaf of Shabbos and the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Manich Nashish is Amr Kaddish. You put the third Sefer Torah next to the second one and say the Kaddish. Umagbiyin Kashniya Begalalit. You pick up the Duhagbo on the second Sefer Torah and the Galila. Then in Pesach Nashlish is Bekaran Lamafter for Parshas Chodesh. And the third one you use for Parshas Chodesh. Okay. So we're holding now in Sif Zion. Yesharim Shaparsha Zocher Uparsha's Porto Aduma Chayavim Likro Samira Raisa. There are those who say that the Parsha Zocher and Parsha's Porto are both a Chiyav to read Mira Raisa. The Fikoch, since that is true, when the Chavar brings the Lashon of Yesharim, it doesn't mean somebody who argues, it means he's passing like that. He says in the language of Yesh Armrim, because it's only found in one region, so that's why he calls it a Yesh Armrim. On the other hand, since if he brings it without anybody who argues, he's passing like it. If he brings a Yesh Armrim and a Yesh Armrim, so he's passing like the second Yesh Armrim. If he brings a Yesh Armrim and a Stam, he's passing like the Stam. But over here, he just brought a Yesh Armrim, and that's all he brought, so he means he's passing like it. So he's passing that Parshas Zocher and Parshas Porah are deraisa. The Fichu Bnei Yeshuvim. So people who live out in the small little settlements, which they don't have a minyan to read Sefer Torah, these two Shabbosim of the year, it's incumbent upon them, the Shulchan Aruch says, to come to a place where they're going to be reading the Sefer Torah to hear these parshiyos. Hagah. Vimi Yafshir Lehem Lavi. Sometimes it's not possible. It can't come. Come on, come Israel. The Kroisim and Iginosim of Tamim. I learned all the way through Vav on Thursday. Okay. So you should read them with their Neginah and with their Tamim. Even though it's not a full fledged Kriya Satarka, there's not a minion. But it should be read.
You're at your house sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you should read. You should read it with the Nagina and the Tom with the Trop. Okay. So cut your dalit. Preparsha Zocher. It seems the Chor Eis Asher Asol Chal Malik. So the Torah says you have to remember. Megumina Megamor Dahai Zocher Hanu Bamira Mitecha Sefer Dafka. That the word Zocher is not enough to remember in your mind. It has to be done with a mirror. Then we also learn out it has to be done from a sefer, because it says Zikaron by Sefer Mesim Bozna Yeshua, Kimokoyem Chezech Amalek. Then the Parshas B'Shalach, so it says it has to be in the Sefer. Dafka. Well, I die by Masha Yikra Zebeliba. So it has to be prepared from a Sefer. It's not enough to think about it. Well, Cain, Sarah Hakari, Lechavin, Lahitzi Kolashamim, Gamashamim, Yechav, Sichem, Lechavin, Lotse. So everybody has to have in mind to fulfill their obligation of reading Parsha Zohar. The person who's laning has to have in mind to be Motzi, the people which are listening. The people which are listening have to have in mind to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Zohar. In general, Kriyas HaTorah, the Bir Halacha back in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, raised the question, is Kriyas HaTorah incumbent upon each individual person in the Tzibur, or is it Tzibur Dika Mitzvah? The Tzibur together has to have Kriyas HaTorah, but no individual has a chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So if for whatever reason I missed Kriyas HaTorah that day, as long as the Tzibur read Kriyas HaTorah, we're fine. I have no need to run now and hear Kriyas HaTorah somewhere else. Or not. So that's he brings that machloikus in the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah and Simon in Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, I think it is. Around there. Well, and he seems to come out for the most part that the Ikar Kriya is really on the Tzibur. So the Baal Kari does not have to have in mind to be Moitzi the Tzibur, because not the Tzibur has a mitzvah, they have to do that. They once there's Kriyas HaTorah in your room, in the room, you must listen, and it's improper to leave. It's an insult to the Torah to leave. It's like you're not interested in hearing what the Rosh Hashanah has to say, etc. It's a form of Liman HaTorah, etc. But you don't have a personal chiyuv to be Yotze that he has to be Moitzi you in the chiyuv. On the other hand, by Zohar, you have a personal chiyuv to be Yotze the Kriyas HaTorah, which he's being Moitzi you by reading the Sefer Torah, reading from the Sefer Torah. So yes, the kavanah. You have to have kavanah. Both have to have the kavanah.
How do we learn out that it's once a year as opposed to both times? Is it both times you read Zohar?
So we learn it's once a year. And the Chasam Sofer says the reason why that's so is because Chazal say that we find that shikha is 12 months. Chazal say when a person's nifter, after 12 months, people start forgetting about the nifter. So you find shikha is 12 months. So in general, so once a year we've read about the schira, it's going to refresh that schira, and that's sufficient. Mm-hmm. He does say in a situation where you have an ibrior, so muscle, next year will be an ibrior. So from this Parsha Zohar till next Parsha Zohar, it'll be 13 months. He says now you have a concern. You haven't refreshed it. In general, there's never a gap of 12 full months in between a Zohar to one Zohar to the next. Because in a non-Ibra Yor, the way it works out, it'll be it's always within less than 12 months or maybe exactly 12 months. But here it's going to be an extra month. So he says in that situation you should have in mind by Parshas Kisetze to be Yotze. But again, you would have a situation where the only works of the Baal Kari has a mind to be Moitzi, and the people have a mind to be Yotze. So this year, at the end of Parshas Kisetze, which the Maftir is the Maftir Kisetze, is the Psukim of Zohar. So usually Rabban's Machbet on that. So we make an announcement: people should be Yotze, have a mind to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Zohar. Fine. Now, Mechaber said an interesting thing. We're very familiar with the idea that Zohar is the Raisa. That's quite a well-known concept. Mechaber also said that Parshas Por is the Raisa. Zot Mishmur is a cotton tezbov. Parshas Por aduma. Mechaber echadim kosher sheparshas do enemy to Raisa. Many echadim argue on the... I'm sorry, I wanted to do one more thing. No, okay. Well, we'll see. Shall see that next. Okay, so many Achronim argue on this Shulchan Aruch and say that's not true. That Tosis, you look at the Tosis with that which the source for this halacha that Parshas Zohar is the Raisa. So the Bar Gadol tells you the Tosis and Brachas Nafgim Gimel Amud Aleph. If you look at the Tosis does not mention Parshas Por. So the Shlo, the Bach, the Chumash Maril, it all say that that Parshas Purim is not the Raisa. But you know the point over here, which you said, it's relevant to know that if it, since it's a mitzvah that you have to do, so you have to have kana to be yotzei. So even my mitzvah d'rabbanan, you have to have kana to be yotzei. So on a practical level, whether it's a raisa d'rabbanan, you have a chiyuv to have kavana to be yotzei. Okay, tezayin. So people who are in the yishuv need to leave the yishuv and come to the city where they can hear kriyas haTorah. Mokum sheish minyan. Hainu. Afilu yesh lo sefer Torah bebeisu. El shein lo minyan bebeisu. He has his own sefer Torah and he knows how to read from the sefer Torah. See, every Shabbos he's out there in the, you know, in the yishuv, so he has his sefer Torah. He reads himself without brachas, obviously. There's no minyan. And that's what he does. But now, this Shabbos, there's no minyan. So therefore we say that he has to come in. Now, 1 second. We understand that the din of Zachar has to be bepeh. That's a pasuk. Has to be from a sefer, that's a pasuk. Where do you see it has to be from a minyan? With a minyan. So the Mishnah Berurah, Vafilim learned the minyan of the Parsha Zachar, Ehomir Abana Ba'alma. Even if we'll argue that the key of Kriya of the Torah is to take a sefer Torah and read the words of, from the sefer Torah about Zachar. Fine. Minarai, so there's no such Kriya Satara B'chalal. How did a Kriya Satara is the Kana of Moshe Rabbeinu? The requirement of a minyan is the Kana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Here's the one example where we read the Torah. The Torah tells us to read from the Sefer Torah. Torah never said you need a minyan. So that what you need a minyan is Rabbana. So Lachara, let the guy say, listen, I'm out in my yishuv. It's a major schlep. So I know how to read the Sefer Torah. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, Derai. So why do I need a minyan? Why do I have to schlep into the city? Akabonim ikir kriyas zachar hu Derai. So even though the chiyuv to read it from minyan is Rabbanan, since the general concept is Derai, so you would have to come in for that. So we're mechayvim to come in for the Rabbanans of it also. So he has to leave, to come in from the yishuv into the city to hear the Kriyas HaTorah with a minyan. Okay. So the Shar Tzion in Sivkot and Hay grapples with this question. Where's this minyan idea come from? So he says, after Magen Avraham, Hebe B'Shem and Trumas Hadesh, and the Rosh Kosa, the Asay, the Raisa, Likris, Parsha Zachar, Basora, the Trumas Hadesh quotes the Rosh, that the Rosh holds that there's a Chi of the Raisa to lane with a minion. So it's a Chi of the Raisa to say Bepeh, from a Sefer, with a minion of people there. That's the Rosh says. Any Yudea Shuma Karlaz, I don't know where it's from. Now, so what's the story? Tosfos says, there's a story that Rabbi Eliezer had an eved that came into the shul. He came into the shul one time and there wasn't a minyan. And he had his eved with him. So he was mashaker his eved. And now that eved became the tenth man. We're discussing maybe that there was two of them. He freed two of them, but they came the people which completed the minyan. So the Gemara says, so how could he do that? There's an issur in the Torah of there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Olam Behem Tavoidu. There's a mitzvah to maintain your Eved Kanani as an Eved Kanani, which means there's an issur asay to free your Eved Kanani. So Mor says it was a case where he needed it for the to be mashal the minyan for the. So Tosfos says 1 second. So the issur of freeing the Eved is an issur d'oraisa. That which you need a minyan is a d'rabbanan. So how can we say the mitzvah d'rabbanan of having a minyan should allow the issur d'oraisa of freeing the eved? Tosfos says there are parshiyos where you have a kriyas haTorah midoraisa. So that's what Tosfos says. So l'chara, let's to flesh out Tosfos's point. So there are chiyuv which are chiyuv kriyas haTorah which are d'oraisa. So in the case we're saying means the scenario which really was he came into town. Or he came into the shul, I'm sorry, with his eved, and there's only, including himself, there's only 9 male adults, plus his eved, Kanani, who does not have a chiyuv of Zachar, and cannot count towards the minyan for the purpose of Zachar. And since you need a minyan for Zachar, so he freed his eved to allow for a minyan from Zachar. So, but if the problem was that we're saying Tosis was assuming, that doesn't make sense that the Rabbanon should override the Deraisa. So apparently, the need for 10 is Deraisa, because if it's the only need for 10 is only the Rabbanon, we're back to the same problem. A Rabbanon shouldn't override a Deraisa. The Rabbanon of having a minion shouldn't override the Deraisa of freeing the Eved. So the Chara Hydrablazer Shikhar Avdoi. Tarsa said, this is Mishabura talking. Whom shum the Iker Kriya Zakhar, who mitzvah say the rice. He was doing it to facilitate the din of Zakhar, which is the rice, which they wouldn't have done otherwise. Because they will not do it, since Chazar and Masakin, you must have a minion. They will not do their mitzvah the rice of Zakhar without having a minion. So they're going to now, because that's the Kamad Rabbanon. So they need to free this Eved to be able to facilitate say, the Deraisa of Zohar, even though you don't need a minion for Zohar Deraisa. Rabbanon is here to go to the Rosh HaBatzibur. Now the Rosh and Hechel Dibir Chumas Sadeshim and Tzarek Ian. So Chumas Sadeshim quotes the Rosh that you need 10 people, Midaraisa, for Zohar. He says the Rosh never said that. The Rosh said there's a mitzvah of Zohar, which is the Deraisa. And since Minerva, you need 10 people, and they're not going to do it without 10 people, so it comes again, you end up not doing the Deraisa. So you need 10 people in order to be able to do the Deraisa, not because the Deraisa itself needs 10 people. That's Pshat in the Rosh. Says, I don't know where this concept of 10 people of Deraisa is clear in the Rosh. The Truman Sedation quotes the Rosh. Okay. Zog the Mishnah Beruvait. Mehinei, but Truman Sedation calls the Shmias Kriyas Parsha Zachar Asura, out of Yerushim, Mikra Megillah, and Sibur. Person has a choice. He can come in one time. He's out there in the Shishuv. He is able to get away one time. He can come in for Parsha Zohar and not for Purim. Or he can come in for Purim and not Parsha Zohar. So what should he do? So the Chum Sadash, he should come in for Parsha Zohar. In Mikra Megillah, the Das Rebbe Paiskim Sagim is Mana B'Yachid. So do you need a minion to lay in the Megillah? And the answer is, if you want to lay Megillah in its improper time, we'll say later on that there are certain scenarios where we allowed you to read Megillah on the 11th, 12th, or 13th of August. In those scenarios, you must have a minion to do so. You can't lay in it without having a minion. However, on Purim itself, Bismanoi, you don't need a minion. As it comes out, he can lay in the Megillah back home where he is without a minion. But Zohar, he can't do without a minion. So if you can do, you should come in for Zohar and be Mekayim that, and go back there and read the Megillah over there. Okay, and Imi Efshaloi L'Kayim Shneim, Yir L'Kayim Kriyas Parsha Zohar B'Tzibur. That's what the Chumash Sedeshin said. Avon Magan Avraham Tzad Atoy B'Yir Shishiyavoy comes along the Magan and says, I have a great idea. Come for Purim. Shiyavoy L'Mokam Shekar and Megillah B'Tzibur. When you come in Purim, what are they laying Purim morning? They end the Parshas B'Shalach, which talks about the attack of Amalek against Klal Yisrael. So he'll read about Amalek on Purim. So get Amalek, Parshas Zohar, and Megillah on the same day. The Chalmon definitely picked the Parsha of Zohar, but said at the end of the Parsha's Kizetz. So the Rabbani is not giving Mekayim, but the Deraisa didn't saying Zohar. He spoke about Amalek. So he'll be Mekayim both. So this Yishuvnik who came in on Purim morning to hear Kriyas of Megillah and be Yitzhak Parsha Zohar with the Kriyas of Torah of Yavar Molech has to have Kavana when they're landing from the Sefer Torah to be Yitzhak the Mitzvah, and the Balkari has to have Kavana to be Yitzhak him. Fine. So comes along the Mishnah Berurah, says, I don't understand this. I don't understand the Magen Avraham. When he is died, the Iker Dinah Shel Magen Avraham Tzarachin. Really, what he says, I find this difficult to understand. But the Haksiv B'Torah, Zachar Eishas Shal Tzarachin L'Chol Malak Asher Karcha B'Derech Vayzeinim B'Chol Timcha. The mitzvah zachar is, remember what they did, to point out to ourselves and to our next generation that we need to destroy them. Because the Torah says, Timcha, to command the Klai Yisrael to Timcha. So reading Parshas Bishalach, where it says what Amalek did, does not mention the mitzvah of Klai Yisrael to do anything about it. You're not fulfilling your rechiv to remember. It's not enough to remember what Amalek did. It's remembering your responsibility to do what to do about Amalek. And the Parshas Bishalach, it only says the Bereshit says, I, the Bereshit, will destroy Amalek. It doesn't give any command to Klal Yisrael. And Parshas Kisei said there's a command to Klal Yisrael. So I think the Magen Avraham is wrong that you're not Yotzam Zacher with the Parsha of Vayavai Amalek at all. So I don't understand Bechal what he's talking about.
Where are the three
Zachor's and Bishalach? Parsha Zachor's and Kizetze. And then Kizetze. And then the Bishalach is the story of Amalek attacking Klal Yisrael. Vayavo Amalek. Vayavo Amalek. Vayalachim im Yisrael b'Refidim, which we learned Purim morning. That Parsha, doesn't say anything about the command to Klal Yisrael to destroy Amalek. Talks about the Russian promises, he will destroy Amalek. Mochoi emche ezecher Amalek. Russian says, I will destroy. Kiyoro keis ko, mocham al Hashem Amalek, door, the door, door.
Where is that again?
That's the end of Bishalach. But in Parshas Kiseitze, is Zuchor eshesel asol lachom Amalek. Right? Then it says, the Russian tells that he came and they attacked you. Right, therefore, you have a mitzvah. Machay timcha ezecher amolik mitachas hashemayim. You have a command that you should destroy. That's the purpose of zachar, to remember your responsibility to destroy. Like the Ramban explains, this is finished off over here. Come welcome yizarli likroisam yihar likroset b'zavetach a sefer canal b'sef katan yudal. If you're by yourself, if you have a sefer Torah, you should learn from the sefer Torah. Begin also with time. I'm da. Tishomer shetzarach likros ezecher amolik b'tzeirei. Tishomer shetzarach likros ezecher amolik b'segel. The minhag is to read, it's preferable to read both options. On the week of the Dal Parshias, we're not masking Neshamas, but we do say Tzidkos Tzedek. The Tzadi of Tzadi again stands for the three Psukim of Tzidkos Tzedek. The first one's with a Tzadi, second one's with a Vitz Tzidkos, and the third one's Tzidkos again. You do say, so we don't say avarachamim. There's a concept called the tenesim of the weeks of shavuim. So that's shmoyis ve'eruboy b'shalach yisrael mishpatim chuma tetzave. So the Berhetim and the Sharitim will talk about that. That's minhagim, etc. Okay, let's hold it here.